Okay, Shira Masechet Zedarim, the second Seer, Tuesday night.
Okay, a few things. Where'd we end up? We're going to go back and finish the Hakdama today, hopefully. I want to show you, we said that as follows. Neder, the definition of Neder, in a larger sense. Once in a while, Neder includes Shvua too. So we'll say that the word Neder means to asur something, to make something asur with your dibur. Actually, that's not a precise enough definition, because when it includes shvua too, it might include a shvua to do something. A shvua doesn't have to mean to make something forbidden. A shvua could mean I swear to do something. So we'll have to refine the definition of neder when it means the larger picture, and we'll say it means to create. So I would say it means to create a chalos with your dibur. We know that the word kinyan, for example, or maisa kinyan, means you create a chalos kinyan with a pa'ula, with an action. So we'll say that neder means to create a chalos with your dibur. If that's, I wouldn't say to create an isser with your dibur. Again, we're talking the larger, neder with a capital N, where it includes shvua too. Since shvua is a shvua to do something, so it's not precise to say a dibur which creates an isser. So you say a dibur which creates a chalos. Now I'll show you a Rambam that's like one of the famous papella. The Rambam's a papella. Where did he get it from? What does he mean? What is he talking about? But just like sometimes when, like the Mishnah Berurah says, after you learn all the kavanos of tefillah, and after you go into it with the kabbalistic meanings of the tefillah, then you go back and you read the siddur like a tinok ben yomo. That's the Mishnah Berurah brings down. And it's the same with learning Gemara. The truth is, after you learn a Gemara ba'omek, and you see the layers of meaning that the Gemara could possibly have, you go back and you read it, and then you say, oh yeah, that's what it means. And it really, it lies in the words, and you're able to read it in a simple way. I think Einstein also said about physics that to him, even though his theories and his understanding of physics was obviously very deep, but he said, ultimately it's simple. And he held it was a raya that it was true. That a raya that something is true, he said, to yosodos, if something's true. Obviously not rayos muchrochos, but his intuition, I guess he meant, that something was true, was based on two things. And it really, it's very good two things, and we can apply it in learning too. He says, first of all, the multitude of, he says, you say a principle, so if it applies to many, many things, it's a yesod, then it applies to many, many things. That's a raya that it's true. It has many, many different manifestations and applicabilities. So it's like saying you say a yesod in Gemara, and it applies to many different things. So that has the ring of truth. And then he said, if ultimately it's simple, like after all the deeper and deeper and deeper explanations, but lemaisa, it's simple, not simplistic. There's a difference between simplistic and simple. It's very not simplistic. Gemara is not simplistic. But after you go through the layers of meaning, it should be simple. So what do I mean? There's a Rambam here that's, you probably won't appreciate, so we call a Shver Rambam. Very, very difficult Rambam. But now that we've managed to define the word neder, so Baruch Hashem, we could read the Rambam, and we don't even know, like, what is everybody bothered by? The Rambam is beautiful. I don't see anything Shver with the Rambam at all. You just read the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Beis Hilchos Nedarim, Halacha Yud Dalet. It's a famous Shver Rambam, and the Achronim talk what the Rambam means. But we're going to be able to read it now, and everybody's going to shrug their shoulders and say, why is Rabbi Milanowitz even wasting time telling us this Rambam? It's very obvious what the Rambam says. The Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Yud Dalet, Hahefker, making something hefker, Afal Pi She'eino Neder, Harehu Kamo Neder. She'osir lachzer bo. Hefker is like a neder. It's like a neder, even though it's not mamish a neder, but it's like a neder, and it's also to be chozer. And you're making, okay, stop. Another Rambam goes on to describe hefker. Now this is in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Dalet. What? Who? What? When? Where? What? Neder, neder, neder. The answer is, what's wrong? What's the problem? Very pashut. Neder means a chalos you create with your dibur. That's all. So the Rambam says, Hafker, Avol Bishay no neder with a small n. You're not making it osur. That's neder with a small n. Is a dibur that creates a chalos iser on a chayfetz. Hareu kamo neder, he means neder, we'll go with a big n. It's a neder. Why not? Sure it is. You only made a dibur, hareu ze hefker, and it's chal. A chalois that's chal through dibur is a neder. End of story. No more shver Rambam. Now, also lots. Oh, but that's the same as neder. By neder, the way the Torah. What's by neder? We said yesterday, and I'm going to show it today more, so that by neder you create a chalos, and it's taka osur. For better or for worse, there's no pasuk in the Torah that says, Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe leimor, ish ki yidor neder is making a chalos that it's osur. We would like the Torah to talk that way, but it didn't. The Torah was before Rav Chaim. So the Torah doesn't talk that way. The Torah talks as a legal, the Torah is like very legalistic. So the Torah says, Rabbi Greenspan is asking a question, that the Rambam says, Osir lachzer bo, by hefker. So what? So that's very nice if it's a ned there, but he should say a stronger lashon. He should say, you can't be chozer, you made it hefker. So I'm answering him, Adarabba v'adarabba, because it's exactly, because it's a neder, the Rambam's lashon is very precise. When I make a neder, I say, well, I'll show you even more so today, I make, with my dibur, I make a chalos that the thing is osur. But the way the Torah let me know that that's so, the Torah doesn't talk like that. The Torah is like a legal system. So the Torah says, bal yachel devaro, it's osur to violate your words. If it was just, if not for Maseches Nedarim, so to speak, if not for the things we'll see today, if we were reading the Torah, we might be tempted to say, and there are many Achronim that are still tempted to say it. I'll just show you and prove to you it's not true, that they're wrong. But if you're just reading the Torah, you would say that Neder has no Chalos. What Chalos? Who Chalos? What are you telling me, fancy words like Chalos? I don't know of any such words in the Torah. The Torah says if you say a Dibur, you're not allowed to go against the Dibur, that's all. Nothing's chal. It's just a hechitinsa to say, bal yachel tomorrow. Be a man of your word. You said the kikar should be osur on you. So don't violate your word. But who said there's a chalos isser? I'll show you today that there is. That's how the Torah tells you that your words have import, that your words are to be taken seriously, by saying it's osur to violate your words. But the chalos is a chalos. So all the Rambam did by Hefker and the Rambam by Hefker, he just echoed the Torah. It's like the Rambam said, it's like a neder, a chalos is chal through your dibur, it's also laxabal, like bal yachal demoro, you're not allowed to violate your words. That's how the Torah tells us that there's a chalos, by telling us there's a lav of bal yachal demoro. Just like, I got news for you, when the Torah says don't eat chazer, also don't eat chazer, okay, so I won't, you told me not to, I won't. But there's a chalos isser chazer. We say, for example, ein isser chalal isser. Oh, you see the Gemara uses the word chal also. Ein isser chalal isser. One isser can't be chal on top of another isser. So who says anything's ever chal? Torah says don't eat chazer. So I got one guy in Oxgrove, he insists there's no such thing as tumah. Tumah is just shorthand for you're not allowed to eat it, you have to burn it, and you're not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash when you've touched the sherets. But he insists that there's no reality called tumah. So I have to deal with that. What can I do? That's why I ran away. I moved to Israel. But there's certainly such a thing as a chalos. It's a reality. And the Torah tells us that by saying bal yachal devaro. You know, that's how the Torah tells us this. It's real. Don't violate your words. Don't eat chazer. Don't violate the isser chazer, is what the Torah is really saying. Okay, now I want to show you that that it's real. What? The big word neder. It's not commonly used that way. I said it because sometimes in the Maseches Nedarim, the Gemara uses the word neder either as a noun or a verb, and the Rishonim speak out it means shvua. So it has a larger meaning too. I said like democracy or communism is like larger, and then there's like seder taharos and Maseches taharos. Big test, little test. Big nun. Ainun, apple bishainun, nether, small nun, areo kineder, big nun. It's a chalos that's chal through my dibur. What? He does say that. Apple bishainun, nether, mamish, areo kineder. I'm saying that's exactly what he's saying. Like now I read the Rambam like a tinok ben yomo. In the sense that it's a dibur that creates a chalos. Okay, let's move on. Now, I'll show you. What did we say? The Ran says there's two types of nedarim. Now we're in small nun. Nidrei hekdesh and nidrei iser. The chinuch in Parshas Yisro, in the love of Lo Siso Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav, talks about nedarim and shvuos. And he, first of all, the very lashon that the Ran says, "She'osar al atzmo dvarim hamutarim," as I said yesterday, the words have meaning. It means Yitaka created an iser. We're going to see now. I'm going to show you today, Belineda, that it touches a very fundamental area, and there's a chinuch and a sifri and a ramban. This is really a little Kabbalistic, that neder touches a deeper area even than shvua. Shvua, we're more used to the idea, is like very heavy. There's lo siso Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav. You might have heard the phrase ha'olam nizdaza al lo siso. We run away from a shvua sheker or a shvua shav. People stop swearing al ha'emes because they're afraid it might end up being a shvua sheker. I'm like, we're very, very afraid of shvua, and rightfully so. But there's a sifri that says that neder is even more, you're touching an even more basic nerve, like than when you make a shvua. We'll see in a moment. Because you're answering. The Torah gave you a koach to aser something, to take something mutter and aser it. Now, listen to this chinuch. The Zehel Inyan, first of all, that sentence itself says that you create a chalos. It's not just a hechitimsa that you could violate bal yachel devaro, but you actually are the creator of a chalos. It's really like the Torah gave you the power to make something forbidden. You know, when the Torah gave you the koch to be kona something, you know, you got to live in this world. So, commerce. The Torah gave you a koch to be kona something. It's not such a chiddush. The Torah gave you a koch to be makadish and isha. I got to get married, so the Torah gave me those koach. But that the Torah should give you the koach to make something really forbidden. Now the chinuch says, Rabbi Greenson, listen to how the chinuch says. And the zeha inyan sheyesh banu koach le'asar hamutar haTorah limedanu b'kach. The Torah told us that shenemar lo yachel devaro. So the iser of don't violate your words, don't make your words chulin, is the way the Torah tells us that. That's Torah speak. That's how the Torah tells us things. The inyan zehu doma lehekdesh. You see? So we learned the Ran, you go, you might think in the Ran, nidrei hekdesh is my dibur creates hekdesh. Very nice, it's holy. And nidrei iser, my dibur creates iser. And they're really very far apart. And the only common denominator is that the neder creates a chalos. But the chinuch brings it closer together, and will be medayik in the Ran probably tomorrow night. That the Ran, really, if you're medayik in the Ran and read the Ran carefully, you'll see the Ran is the same thing. Right now, when I say, "Oh, nidrei hektish," I make something hektish. So you say, "Yeah, you would really, the mind would naturally think, I make it hektish, it's holy, and now something holy is usur. It's usur to benefit from it. There's an usur me'ila. But I don't make it usur. I make it hektish. And it has a lot of ramifications. It's holy, it's you're not allowed to benefit from it. It can go on the mizbeach. Right? It has a lot of, there's import to the fact that I made it hektish. But the Chinuch says explicitly that shemotzonu b'torah sheyesh koch b'yad odom lahaktish es shalo b'divrei piv the osur miyad lo ulechol ha'olam. It's clearly that there might be an isur to benefit from hektish, which is an isur Torah, just like there's an isur bal yachel devoro, not to violate your neder, which is an isur Torah. But the Chinuch says clearly, I make it kodesh, I'm making it osur. He says, because kodesh hu marchik hadomar, we know that the word hektish really means it's separated from the world. So included in a chalos hektish, holy, is that it's osur. It's osur for everybody. It's meruchak from everybody. I'm saying it should be hektish. So the chinuch really brings the two closer together and says, we find already by nidrei hektish that my dibur has a koach to make something osur, because I'm making it kodesh. Now that's the form of isur that it takes. It's osur kodesh slash osur, or osur slash kodesh. It's that type of isur, that it's an isur of holiness. Kamo kain, I can still make something osur without making it hektish. Yesh koach al atzmo lesser devorim al gufo. I can make things osur on myself. But like the granddaddy of that koach is hektish. We'll see more in the Ran as we go on the Ran and we learn about a neder al yidei hatfosa. When I say dover ze osur alai kehektish or kekarbon, or I just say plain dover ze osur alai, we'll see also that I might be drawing upon the koach that the Torah gave me in the parsha of karbon. And that you see in the Chinuch too. Like the granddaddy parsha where the Torah gave me a koach to make something osur, b'dibur pi, is the parsha of hektish, of karbon. And then the Torah also said, you know what else you can do? You can stamazoi make something osur without like making it hektish. That's what the Chinuch says. So it's very, very clear in the Chinuch, and we'll see this in the Ran too, that you actually are making it usur.
Can you do both? Can you make it usur to begin with by neder? That doesn't change the ownership of it, though, does it?
Ownership, no.
Okay, so if you still own it and you make it usur, after you make it usur for yourself, can you then make it active?
Yeah.
Okay.
There is a Ran in the 11th Perek that discusses like a side point that when something is usur bahano to you, you might lose your bialus. That's true about chametz on Pesach. That's true about anything that's usur bahano. So if you don't usur something on yourself just ba'achila, but you say it should be usur ani bahano, it's possible that that's mafkia your bialus. It takes away your ownership. But that's like a side point that any usur hano might take away your bialus. Which, why should it? Because the concept of bialus, this leads us to another yisod, which is that the concept of bialus in the Torah, ownership, is ownership to use. It's not like a conceptual thing. It's really, it's usage. And therefore, many Rishonim hold, this is like, you know, everything leads you to a bunch of things. That's why there are Rishonim that hold that anything that's usur b'hano is no longer yours. If you've heard of the machlokas of kinyan peros ke kinyan haguf, if that's a familiar phrase to you, so you also learn out from that sugya that the ownership is not in a vacuum. Not a vacuum. Ownership means to use. And if I'm precluded from using it, then it might be that I don't really have ownership over it in a legal sense. This is like really complicated. There's a bunch of sugyas and shas. But just to answer your question, to be more honest, it might be that when you make a neder, you can no longer make it hektish, but that would be a side point that once it's usur b'hana, your bialus, like, is nifta, goes away. Okay, let's learn a ram together. Let's learn a ram together. Andas tesvav amaral. No, andas yut. I'm sorry. Andas yut tes. No. I don't know. It was there when I wrote it down. Andas. I mentioned it yesterday. Let's learn it together now. It's really, this is really fundamentals of Nedarim. It's not, the Gemara's case is I made something usur on you. That's, I can do that. We'll talk about why I can do it, what gives me the right to do it, but I could. If it's mine, I can make it usur on you. Hocha, if she violated the neder, the case is not nogeya. The last round on the page, asura b'hana also, so she becomes also to be nehenna from him. The low, now it's not clear if this is zocher or nekeva. The round learns it first, the loka, she gets malchus. Kloma loka he, she gets malchus. She would have to get malchus of bal yachel devara. Problem is, there was no devar. She didn't say anything. This, if you hold like this, Ron, it's going to be machal gezurim. So very clearly, even if we would say over in English the lav of bal yachel devaro, but according to the Ron, that the mudar, as it's called, I make something usur on you. It's how, because it's my object. I made it usur on you. You violate that isser. The Ron is saying you get malchus. What malchus do you get? You don't get malchus for violating the issa that I created. It's true I could create an issa, but there's no malchus for that issa. Malchus is for a law in the Torah. Oh, you violated layachal devaro. So now when you say over in English layachal devaro, you can't really say it over. Don't violate the neder that you made. So you have to say, according to the Ram, that layachal devaro, according to this shita, that the correct, precise way to say over lo yachal devaro is that the Torah said, don't violate the iser that the neder created. Not even though it says lo yachal devaro, but it's don't violate the iser of the neder. Because it's not don't violate your words, you didn't say any words. I was the one that made the neder. So why should you get malchus if you, oh. So now, it's even more beautiful what I answered you, that the lo yachal devaro in the Torah, which says don't violate the neder, is the way the Torah tells me that the iser is chal. According to this shita, it's even more precise. Because in this case scenario, that's all it's saying. Because you get malchus for it. I didn't say a word. And I get malchus for bal yachal devaro. So it has to be that the correct translation or legal what's lo yachal devaro, don't violate your words. No, not true. Don't violate the iser that the neder created. That's how you violate the words. It's not don't violate your words. You have to be a voitsmensch. Keep your word. Your word is sacrosanct. Don't be a phony, a faker, a liar. No, it's don't violate the iser that the neder created, and that's why you get malchus if I made something usur on you. Kolom alokehi, avol who ain't aloke? Now he doesn't get any malchus, even if he gave her the hana. Maybe he's able to feed the sita michshol, but shalei lo also shemitzur. He didn't do any. He didn't violate any iser. He violated the neder though, and that's going to be a machlokas rishonim. Now we're going to see. We're going to see Bishonim that hold he violated the words. So now we're going to see, there's a machlokas Bishonim. There's for sure an Isser Heftza that was created, and that you're not allowed to do. But what does Bal Yachel Devaro say? So the Ram, meanwhile, is saying she's over lo yachol dvaro, which means don't violate the iser that the nether created. That's all it could mean. The etzer, the tana nami yoshmin agamurcha, the Allah rechiva isura, that the iser is on her, avalo olav klal. Avol haram mamzal kosav, lo tehu. If he gave her hanor, he gets malchus, shehidira, he made the nether, he violated his words. The Rambam's looking at lo yachol dvaro, don't violate your words. He made the neder. He's violating his neder by him giving her hana. That's not just lifnei there. He is violating his words. So according to the Rambam, you could be over bal yachol dvaro without being over the iser that the neder created. Again, I acid this on you. I then went and fed you it. I handed it to you. I gave you hanor. According to the Ran, you're over bal yachol dvaro because you violated the iser that the neder created. So according to the Ran, the iser bal yachol dvaro is don't violate the iser that the neder created. But the Rambam says, Pufaket, why should you get malchus? You didn't dvaro. You didn't say anything. I said something. I violated my words. According to the Rambam, is don't violate your words. You are over the iser that the neder created. For that, you don't get malchus though. And I am over bal yachol because I violated my words. Let's put it inside. I think, please. Avol Rambam's al kosav lo kehu shehidira. He was madirha im hehena osa. Obviously, if she went and took hana, he's not going to get malchus. It's if he gave her hana. Avol hiena lo kehu. Well, she didn't make a med there. The Rasha says the Ran, he's wrong. The Vade who ain't a loke. I want to skip the next few lines where the Ran just proves that he doesn't get malchus. When we get up to Das Chesvav in a couple of years, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll learn the Raya and we'll fam for the Raya. Please, next to the last line, the Afo gav d'chsim lo yachel devaro. Lo yachel adibur ka'omar. Don't violate the dibur, meaning the iser which the dibur created. Okay, so that's a very, very fundamental machlokas. You see, according to everybody, that there's an iser besides bal yachel, because everybody's mode, it's also for you to have hanor from it. Now, according to the Rambam, it's clear like today. I get the bal yachel, you get the iser that I created through my neder. According to the Ran, Adarabba, it's only the iser that the neder created. Even the bal yachel follows the contours, so to speak, of the iser that was created through the neder. So the right way to say over bal yachel dvaro, according to the Ran, is don't violate the iser that your neder created. And therefore you could be over bal yachel, even though I made the neder.
But doesn't Amasa override a dibur for a second? Because if he says this is also for you, and then he hands you the book, doesn't that cancel?
No, it violates. It doesn't cancel it. He says it's also to you. That's chal. It's real. He's like Hashem. We'll see tomorrow. I could make something also. It's real. It became also.
But can't that be implied that by him handing you the book that he's canceling?
No.
The fact that it's usher?
No. You don't find such a concept. Adarabba, he's violating it. Maybe, just a wild scenario, so you shouldn't be totally wrong, is if he did it toch kedei dibur, so maybe we'll interpret it that he's being chozer. A person could, like, retract what he says, toch kedei dibur. So maybe if he says, dog is usher alecha, and he hands it to her, so maybe he's retracting it.
I'm not questioning but I'm questioning her getting makot for it. Because
she only gets makot if she willingly did it.
Okay.
We're talking she did it amazing. We're talking she had asra. We're talking there were aid them. I mean, we're talking makot. Okay, so that's an important ram. Yeah. Wait, what does the Rambam hold? That I get malchus for bal yachol dvaro, even though I didn't violate the iser neder. I violated the words of the neder. And I went against that.
Right.
You don't get malchus. The Rambam says in Hehem also, if he gave her the Hanah, yeah. But it's a big chiddush in the Rambam, because usually we talk about the issur that the Neder created. The Rambam really takes Lo Yachel Devaro very seriously as like a separate issur. It's not just, again, according to the Ran, the Torah is expressing the issur that the Neder created. It's saying, me too. I also want it to be issur. You created an issur, I also want it to be issur. According to the Rambam, it's not even muchrach. Lo Yachel could be like a whole other thing. Because... No, because there's no malchus, there's no bal yachel devaro. She's violating the isser, but there's no malchus because there's no lav. No, the Rambam says you can't be able to yachel devaro if you didn't say any words. You didn't have any words to violate. All right, we'll stop here.
Would this be a riot that the Rambam holds that this year is a tailor to each mitzvah instead of being a separate one? Because the what? Separate one, it was a shayach to the...
The Rambam doesn't say it's listening either.
No, but...
It says it's l'yachol devaro.
But what's a shayach to me giving it to her and me giving it?
It's l'yachol devaro. You violated your words. It's a chiddush to Rambam because he didn't violate the issur of the Neder. But you violated the words.